from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. This Sunday at Gillies Lake is the 44th annual Terry Fox Walk and Run for Canadian Cancer Research. Organizer Kathy Davis says the event is still recovering from the pandemic, adding old features like a kin club barbecue. And there's a three-hour window during which you can begin.
It's going to be from 11 to 2 o'clock, and people could come in at their own leisure time and do a walk or a run at their own time.
Pledges and donations will be accepted, and at noon, the Timmins Rock hockey players are scheduled to join the run. Listen to our complete interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. 48 straight hours of curling is coming to the McIntyre Curling Club on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Curlathon organizer Liam O'Sullivan says it will raise money for the three youth teams at the MAC because theirs is a traveling sport.
Going out of town to Bonspiels and trying to compete at a high level comes with a cost and gets the teams involved in the community, and it also gets the community exposed into the curling world as well.
Information on how to pledge or even how to curl that weekend is available from the MAC Curling Club. Hunger relief organizations say a new record has been set in our province. More than 1 million people visited a food bank during the year ending March 31st. A 25% increase over the previous year. Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief groups, says major increases in the cost of food and housing were the main reasons. CEO Carolyn Stewart says people are, in her words, drowning in a rising tide of unaffordability, with paychecks and social programs not keeping up. Stewart notes 2/3 of their members are concerned they won't have enough food to meet demand. A 1941 portrait of British Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill stolen during the pandemic has been found. CBC reports the photo by Canadian photographer Yusuf Karsh has been located in Italy. It was stolen from Ottawa's Fairmont Chateau Laurier Hotel in August 2022. A 43-year-old man from Powassan, whose name is under a publication ban, was arrested in April and appeared in Ottawa court the next day, charged with theft, forgery, trafficking in stolen property, and more. The photo was stolen and replaced by a fake, which hung in its place for months. CBC reports both the buyer and the London auction house they bought it from were unaware it was stolen and are not suspects. The portrait, nicknamed the Roaring Lion, is one of the most well-known in the world and will be handed over to the Canadian government at a ceremony in Rome later this month.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.